Do you ever just have like a really bad fucking morning? Like a really bad fucking morning. I'm having one right now. So, what better time to do a podcast, right? Well, today I'm having a bad morning because I experienced a night terror. I don't know if any of you have experienced this along your journey, but it was a big part of mine. I woke up in a cold sweat. I'm just now having my coffee too, by the way. You guys are literally getting me like still recovering from this event. So I wake up in a cold sweat. I wake up trembling all over my body. The anxiety is like stuck in my chest. And I'm having trouble breathing. I'm like just at a loss of what to do. And I'm in that weird state. You know that weird state where you're still kind of stuck, like in your dream state. And it's hard for you to wake yourself up. And like, you know you're having a bad fucking dream. You know you're having a bad dream. You know that's what's going on. You know that if you just wake up, that you can get to the point where you can get to feeling better, but you can't like wake yourself up. And you're like telling yourself, okay, just get up, get up. But then you like fall back into the dream. You slip back into that bad place and you experience more of that awful shit. And then you tell yourself again, when you start to come into consciousness, you're like, get the fuck up, like, get up. Okay, so like that happened to me. So I was like stuck in that awful trap, like loop of bad dream, trying to wake up shit for like who knows how long, right? Because dream state time is so weird. But so this is what my dream was. It was all about like people I love. And like them relapsing and like just like horrible, horrible like drug use and fear and panic and just like my whole life being disrupted and people I love like dying and in recovery from drugs. This happens. And everybody knows them. And they're called using dreams, right? So that's the kind of night terror that I had last night. But, and it's a little different when it's a terror, right? Then let's make that very clear. There's like normal using dreams, okay? Where you might be like trying to use or like going to get drugs or like you try to use and then like you just can't ever like actually do the drug or like something silly like that. And you wake up and you go, ugh, like that was kind of shitty. And then you go on with your day. That's like a typical normal using dream, okay? But then there's like night terrors where some shit happens in the dream and it's associated with the using. So, like, I don't know, I made up this term, right? But it's like a using terror, because it sends my body into that same state as other like night terrors, but it's associated with using. So it sends your body into that same state where you're waking up going in a cold sweat, you're waking up not being able to breathe, you're waking up anxiety, trembling all over your body. Okay, so that being said, this one was a fucking night terror because of what happened with my body. And I've had other night terrors where there were like monsters and creatures and all kinds of, you know, crazy things happening. But I think that, oh, and feeling like you're stuck, feeling like, you know, something's getting in and you can't move, like all of that. So night terrors were like the first thing in my journey that I was like, okay, like I've got to find the solution to this fucking thing, or I cannot continue on with my life and my journey. Not using drugs, right? Because we all knew that, like, the drugs would make it better. But I was like, okay, so if I'm not gonna do the drugs, I gotta figure out how to make these stop. So dream interpretation became a huge part of my early recovery. Huge. And that's one of the non-traditional aspects of my recovery that was so different than other people's. Now, dream interpretation came after, actually. So first came dream journaling. So, you know, I turned to the infinite source of all information when I was looking for my answer. Some of you are thinking God. No, I actually turned to Google. I turned to God too, but I first turned to Google. So I was up in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m. in a full-on fucking panic, and I'm recovering. I'm at my mom's house. I detoxed there, living on her couch, and her office for her business was literally like adjacent to the room that I was living in. And so her computer was there. And so when I had these night terrors waking up, it was like either turn on the TV or like go get on the computer to kind of try to distract myself. So I went and got on the computer and I'm on Google and I'm just like typing in whatever. I like wrap myself in a blanket and trying to calm myself down. And I'm like at the desk, just like typing in stupid shit, like waking up screaming. Oh, there's another good part of what a night terror is. I would wake up like literally screaming at the top of my lungs, but like waking up screaming, like what does that mean? Because I literally was like a baby, right? I knew nothing about anything. And I'm typing in stuff like that. I'm waking up with anxiety attacks. You know, so I found this terminology of night terrors and just kind of was like, that's it. Like, that's the thing that's happening to me. And so I went down the journey of the rabbit hole of the internet and found dream interpretation. And I was like, because I'm asking things like, what does this mean? You know, what does this mean? And I'm finding that, A, like, I'm not the only one in the world that has night terror. So that's pretty comforting. Like, you're not just, like, the only broken human being on the entire planet, right? Other people experience this too. So that was nice. And then I find that other people have found solutions to this, and I'm like, well, yay, so other people have found solutions to this, so that means like there is a solution for me. And a common theme of what they did to help was like therapy, obviously, and then some like really severe cases where they could never stop the night terrors no matter what, were like, you know, ended up on some pretty extreme medications. But the other common theme was that most of them sought spiritual help, and that spiritual help resulted in a practice of dream journaling and dream interpretation. So I was like, that's for me. That's what I want. Because as you guys probably already know, my journey started with a spiritual awakening. So I was all about whatever the spiritual solution was. So I was like, that one's for me. I don't want to do medicine. Definitely not like super crazy extreme medicine. And I'm doing this dream thing. So I got a journal, right? I asked my mom because I was like, you know, not self-sufficient at the time. So I'm like, Mom, like next time you go to the store, would you get me a cheap journal? And she did, because she's amazing and loves me unconditionally and was still willing to buy me a journal even after everything crazy that I'd done in my life. So she gives me a journal and I start this practice, And oh my gosh, it helped. So it's like when you have the dream and it's bothering you. And well, really, it was like every single day. Same times every day when you wake up, you write down the dream. And you just write whatever you can remember in as much detail as you possibly can. You put the date and then you go through it after you write it and identify all of the symbols that are in there. So all of the people that are in there would be like symbols, and then all of the things that are in there would be symbols. All of the places that are in the dream would be symbols. If it's night or if it's day would be a symbol. All of these things, and even down to the most like minute details, are symbols, down to like the color of the objects. So it can get very, very deep. But I started really basic, right? I started, I didn't even know like all of that information when I began. What I knew was that when I had a bad dream, like, and something stood out to me and I was like, what does that thing mean? I would just Google, what does it mean when there's a lamp in a dream, right? And I found all these online tools, dream interpretation dictionaries, where there's like a search engine, and on that search engine, you can just type in lamp and it'll pop up and it'll be like, oh, it's like representative of an idea or whatever. And then so like ask yourself like what new idea you've been having lately that, you know, maybe you need to put more focus and energy on. And what was crazy was that every time like I would stumble up, I would have like a new dream symbol. I would stumble upon a interpretation or an answer, a definition of the symbol. It would be so in alignment with every single thing that was going on for real in my life and in my consciousness. And it would result in peace, serenity, when I would utilize the information that I was given. So like, say I did dream of a lamp. And I had an idea of something new that I wanted to do that I hadn't been putting my attention, energy, action on, whatever. And I learned that that was what was going on. And then I did, you know, go and do the thing. And then I would feel so much better. And then the dreams would stop. So I dove into it. It helped me. I dove into it. I became obsessed with it, to be honest. And I journaled every single day. I have probably hundreds of journals that are filled cover to cover with dreams. And I realized some amazing things about myself because dreams were really just subconscious information. I mean, it was really the best self-discovery tool that I've ever used because it's just raw, unfiltered information from your subconscious mind now on paper for you to decipher about yourself. So you could, you know, figure out some things that are really going on the deepest inside parts of you without the length of time and all of the work that it would take to access that on a conscious level or a traditional level. But what it did was bring me so much peace, so much peace. And I wanted to learn more about it. And then so I went to a place that was called the Louisville School of Metaphysics here in my local town that I found by, you know, searching things on the internet. And I found them on meetups. So I found them on meetups and I went to, it was a free dream interpretation course in person, live. Went there, fell in love with these people, fell in love with the place. Decided to sign up for like the whole entire course, which was like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of dream interpretation lessons. And so I did that and I learned how to interpret the dreams on my own without having to Google every single symbol. And I also found that some of the information that you will find by Googling is incorrect. And can really lead you, like, into some crazy different directions that you don't need to be in. But I found this thing that was so helpful, and I would start my day off every single day by filtering through the information that my subconscious mind was trying to tell me. You know, that I began to look at the dreams as information, as messages, as my subconscious mind trying to tell me something that I needed to know. And so it became a positive experience for me rather than a negative experience, even to have a night terror, because I learned and adopted the belief that if the dream was, or the terror was, really bad, that means the message was really important, that your subconscious mind was working very hard to get your attention, or had attempted to get your attention about something in the past and you ignored it. And so now it had to make it unignorable, right? And then I also learned that, like, you can have repetitive dreams, right? Have you ever had, like, a reoccurring dream that happened over and over and over again? Well, that is also another indicator that your subconscious mind is working really, really hard to get your attention, and that the message is more important than maybe an everyday dream. So instead of it wrecking my day, you know, I was able to reframe the way that I thought about the night terrors. I was able to be like, ooh, I'm so lucky today because I'm about to figure out some important shit that I really need to know about myself in order to heal. Instead of being like, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? And like all in victim mentality. This is so horrible. I am so crazy. I am so broken. And all of those things that like I would feel about them at first. I reframed it into thinking, I'm so blessed. Yay. Thank goodness. Thank you, subconscious mind. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving me this valuable information. I'm on the precipice of uncovering like a treasure that's going to help me heal along my journey and be a better version of myself. So I'd be like excited almost to get that information and to have that terror. And now when you have the solution, when you know how to make them stop, when you know how to make them go away, when you know how to interpret them and decipher them and go into that space where you're using it for something that's good, it's no longer like, you don't feel so hopeless, you don't feel so helpless, you don't feel so powerless, and that this thing is just happening to you. It's a thing that's happening, and you now have the control and, you know, the wherewithal to use it. It's a thing that you get to do, right? So if you're having night terrors, if you're having bad dreams, dive into that world a little bit. Dive into the world of dream interpretation just a little bit. And you don't even have to go to the links that I did, right? You don't have to go to classes. You don't have to take entire courses. But just that practice of awareness, of doing the dream journal, just that practice of taking the time to acknowledge, okay, so this is a message. This is subconscious information that my, you know, spirit wants me to become consciously aware of, and writing it down, taking the time to say, okay, even though I may not know what all of it means right now, I know that it does mean something. I know that it's symbols. And then you can walk away because your subconscious mind will actively be working to figure out what that information means in the background of your life. Even if you go on to go to your job or go on to watch TV or whatever, you know, your brain is constantly working to find answers and figure things out in the background of your life. So you don't have to work as hard as I did. You 100% can. I totally encourage it. But do acknowledge that and do work to reframe what they mean, because it doesn't have to be something that's like horribly happening to you. Additionally, I want to talk a little bit about the coping skills of bringing yourself back to a stable place of being after having the anxiety, right? Because there is that part too. Everyday dreams, it's easy to jump right into like writing down what's going on in your dream. But if you're having a full-on anxiety attack, you might have to do a few things to like calm yourself down, combat that anxiety first before you can even think about like, what does this dream mean? So 100% take the time to breathe deeply as much as you can. Any air you can get into your lungs while you're in that state is helpful, even if it's just a teeny tiny little inhale. Breathe as much as you can. I know a lot of times when you're having night terrors, you're feeling stuck. But move as fast as you can, any way you can, even if it's just to roll over to the other side of the bed, roll over from your right side to your left side, get up. I mean, do whatever you can to move. The faster you can get up out of the bed, the better. And I know we talked about being stuck in that weird in-between state where you can't move, and that's a different thing. But when you're stuck, use empowering self-talk. So if you're feeling stuck in your body, you don't want to say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm stuck, I'm stuck, I'm stuck, I'm stuck. Oh my God, this is terrible. Oh my God, fuck, what am I going to do? And like feed yourself more like fearful language. You want to like, no, like you do have control at the end of the day, okay? It's your body. Even when it's having an anxiety attack, it's your body. So you want to tell yourself stuff like, this will end. I can move and I will move. This will not last forever. This is my body and I am able to come out of this state. I can get up. I am awake. I am awake. I am awake. You want to, you know, do things that help you to feel like you have more power and you have more control. Start thinking about what you're going to do when you get up and start visualizing that. You can say, well, when I get up, I'm going to write this dream down. When I get up, I'm going to make a cup of coffee. When I get up, I'm going to take my medicine and it's going to help me feel a lot better. When I get up, da 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 da. All right. Go ahead and start thinking into that future because that's going to help you wake up more. So we definitely want to know those tools too, because if you can't even get up out of the bed, then you'll never get to that part of interpreting the night terror and ever getting to like that part of the solution. And walking around, moving, getting that anxious energy out of your body, trying not to get up and then immediately go sit down on the couch. Stand up, walk around, move around. I'm even walking around right now as I'm doing this podcast because that was what happened to me this morning. So, and then you can always identify, this is, I think, going to be my last tip, but you can identify a triggering event. So, like I said, at the beginning of my journey, you know, I had just gotten sober, so there was like 12 years of fucked up shit and triggering events that led to me like having night terrors. But so that probably wasn't like the best time to utilize this particular tip. But right now in my journey, you know, after 6-7 years of being away from that and having like peace and serenity for so long, and then having one creep up, it was kind of odd, right? So for me, after a long period of time without having them, it's nice to identify a triggering event. Well, why would I have this after such a long period of time? And for me, you know, I just recently went back to work in addiction services after having left addiction services for a while. So that was like my triggering event. And so I'd have to identify, like, what are the lessons, like, what are the messages that my mind is trying to tell me. Like, why is this thing making me feel that way? What's unhealed from the time that I did this before? There's, you know, which is like 25 other podcast episodes, but all of that being said, you can use your bad dreams to help you in your recovery. You're not a victim of the bad dreams. You're not a victim of the night terrors. Let them work for you, not against you. You're amazing. And just because you have night terrors doesn't mean you cannot succeed in your recovery, in your life, in your spiritual journey. So get out those journals, start writing down the dreams, and let's go on a journey of going from rock bottom to badass. And I will see you guys next time. Oh, make sure to catch me on all the other stuff at I Am Raquel on everything, and www.iamraquel.com. For more, these podcast episodes are sponsored by I Am Raquel Academy, which you can find by accessing www.iamraquel.com and clicking on Learn More under the prompt for I Am Raquel Academy. I Am Raquel Academy is my online coaching school that offers online courses at reasonable prices where you can do self-help work. And every time that somebody purchases one of those courses, it enables me to provide free, helpful content to people all over the world, just like this episode today. So I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye.